Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. New words and meanings are entering our lexicon all the time. The Oxford English Dictionary, for example, updates with hundreds or thousands of new and revised entries every quarter of every year. And one entry that was updated in a special, unscheduled release by Merriam-Webster in March of 2020 was social distancing. And although this term continues to be sadly relevant for us here at the beginning of 2022, it turns out that we're not the only ones keeping our distance. A study published in Behavioral Ecology in October of 2020 showed that vampire bats distance themselves from healthy bats when they're sick. Previous research has shown similar findings with different animals in a lab setting, but to get the same results in the wild was, quote, really cool. That's according to Simon Ripperger, the study's lead author and a postdoctoral researcher at The Ohio State University, or OSU. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Ripperger in 2020. He said, "There are similar reports from mice, for example, that act similar to vampire bats, but also social insects and lobsters and all kinds of animals. It's really exciting to see that experiments from the lab and in the wild give the same results." For their study, researchers from OSU and the University of Texas at Austin traveled to Belize in April of 2018, where they found a hollow tree with a vampire bat colony. They blocked every exit from the tree but one and used a hand net to cover this exit. The team then captured 31 female vampire bats and injected 16 of them with a substance that made them feel sick but didn't give the bats any disease. The substance kicked in after 3 hours and lasted for around 6 to 12 hours. They injected the other control group of bats with saline as a placebo. This didn't make the bats feel sick, but controlled for any effects that the act of being injected might have had. Then they glued miniature computer sensors to the backs of every bat before returning them to their home. Erippiger said, the sensors started collecting data on associations. All these tiny backpacks, they talk to each other, and we know 24/7 who has been near whom. A technology like this will help researchers get rich data sets and a deeper understanding of the consequences of such pathogen spreads in populations. For 3 days, researchers tracked the bats' movements and social encounters in real time during the 6-hour treatment period. The scientists found the sick bats spent 25 fewer minutes interacting and socialized with 4 fewer bats than their healthy group mates did during the treatment period. Also, the healthy bats had a 49% chance of associating with a healthy bat, while the sick bats only had a 35% chance of associating with another sick bat. While the control bats normally associated for 15 minutes an hour, the sick and healthy bats only associated for 10 minutes each hour. Erippiger said, we saw increased sleep and reduced movements in the sick bats. Changes in behavior can really change how a pathogen spreads. And that is why health experts have advised us to socially distance during the COVID-19 pandemic. Social distancing means keeping a safe space of at least 6 feet or about 2 meters or 2 arms length between you and people who are not in your household. And social distancing can reduce the spread of COVID-19 when an infected person coughs, sneezes, or talks because the odds of a droplet landing in your mouth or nose is reduced. If you wear a mask, it helps even more. Today's episode is based on the article, Socially Distancing When Ill is Natural, Just Look at Vampire Bats, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Francisco Guzman. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.